Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet Daryl,
on the line, I see people all down here. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, my children, my prophetic family. What a blessed ass out there. You praise the Lamb of God here today, all just lined up, and we praising God. Others are calling in from all over the world. We are grateful to God to be here. What a powerful day we had yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God here on the show. What a powerful day it was. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A whole show of just prophesying. That was awesome yesterday. Prophet Darrell, how are you, sir?
I'm blessed. The season would look great, Apostle, this morning. How are you doing this morning?
I think you blessed, and I think you better than blessed. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I'm doing good, man. I am full of life and energy today, thanking and praising God for health and strength. Hallelujah. That he is just doing a marvelous work with me. Yeah, just overused my voice this past week, of course, you know, with the preaching and all of that back-to-back and all the running out of pulpits into this and then running in there talking and running out and on the telephone, on conference calls and back praying for the saints. Hallelujah. Interceding for our people and all of these kinds of things. So you just wear your voice out, you know. But the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Love him. Lemon and honey and some tea and all of that and just soothing and taking. I got some good throat bosses just that Bertha gave me, I think it was Sunday, she handed me those lozenges and put them in my hand. So we have those also, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to just have what you need when you need it, you know? So we praise God for that. Then I have Prophet Darrell here, praise the Lamb of God. If he had to do the whole show, he could run with the lightning right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to train some more time to do it too, Prophet Darrell. Praise God. We're going to get a couple of more in here. I think we need to get us a woman co-host in here with us, too. Prophet Darrell,
yes,
somebody. Bertha really does it on Thursdays and stuff. But I'm talking about, you know, every day, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to get us somebody who is sitting in with us and talking, chat, who know the word, praise the Lamb of God, and ain't afraid to say it like a T-I-S-T is. That's just one of these kind of shows when we just tell what the Lord is saying. Without sugar, without honey, we don't quote it, code it. We just put it out there in the name that's above every name. You know what I mean? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's the way we do it around here because this is the Lord's doing it. It's marvelous in our eyes. There's nobody like Prophet Darrell, y'all. There's nobody like Prophet Darrell. Prophet Darrell is right here with us. Darrell Sanders, that's the man, praise the Lamb of God. There's nobody like him. Let me see, can I get an amen corner to say, uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Amen.
Ain't nobody like Prophet Darrell, praise the Lamb of God. We love him today, and we bless God for his presence here with us always. Hallelujah. Now, Prophet Darrell, what are we going to do here on this show today, Prophet Darrell? Prophet, what you envision we're going to do today? Praise the Lamb of God.
What?
I know we're going to pray. Oh, we have to pray.
Woo!
What you got on your... What you going to do? What are we going to do, Prophet?
I was sitting up here just getting ready to start shaving, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that this is a shift change.
My God, man, you in the house.
Shift change. Hallelujah. Mm. And he says the reason why he's changing the shift are because people have gotten too relaxed and laid back. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh.
And they don't want to step up to the forefront here. And God said, all because it's getting ready to be a shift change, he's changing the guard. Hallelujah. And begin to put these people on watch.
Oh, my God. Now you want me to tell you that? Let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. One of the people on our page inboxed me, praise the Lamb of God, and she says, Prophet, I just woke up out of a vision, and all the Lord showed me was the entire earth in color. Showed me the whole earth, no people, nothing, just the earth. And when I woke up, the Lord told me, spoke these words to me, there's going to be a shift in the earth. Then last night, and I was praying over it, I said, well, what you saw colors, and all you heard was the Lord said, it's going to be a shift. I said, Lord have mercy. Francis inboxed me. And then I said, but Lord, what does this mean? And I was thinking on praying over it. And last night when I got through prophesying, the Lord said, see, I told you. He said, see, there's going to be a shift in the earth. Man, when I reread that prophecy and reflected on what God said, how mountains were going to be moved out of their place and islands was going to be moved. Man, God is talking about a shifting in every dimension. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Do you see what I'm saying, Prophet Darrell? Not just people in positions. There's going to be whatever happens in the spirit happens in the natural.
That's right.
So it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, that excited me. When you said shift, I said, wait a minute. Prophet Dale been in the cookie jar and ain't nobody opening for him. Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness gracious. He done stuck his hand in here in the spirit realm and pulled it out. Oh, my goodness gracious. And you know what? There's a lot of shifting going on. This is a year of transition. This is a year of great transition. Next year is going to be seen even greater. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of things that's in motion going to come into play in the next year. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to see a lot of changing of the guards and things of that nature. Yes, Lord. Just watch God work. Just watch God do it. Just watch God do what he do. The little boy said, watch him do what he do. Watch him now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love him. Love him. I love him. Oh, my goodness. We got people. Wait a minute. Who is this? Eric Cole 757. Your mic is hot.
757.
757. Who's calling?
Sheila.
Sheila from where?
Virginia.
How you doing, Sheila?
I'm blessed of the Lord.
And what makes you call in and hit the button so early in the show today?
I just want to hear a word from the Lord.
She just want to hear a word from the Lord. Well, we're doing that already. Hallelujah. What you talking about here? Praise the Lamb. Woo, did you hear what Prophet Dale just said?
Yes, I did. And
been
I received
listening
it.
In, huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening in? Oh, my goodness. This thing going on here. But I tell you this, if you just hang in here with us, you probably going to get you a word. You just hang right here with us. You hear me? What's your name again?
Sheila.
Sheila, what part of Virginia you from?
Suckup.
Okay. You just hold on. You just stay right with us. We're going to get some prayers and stuff going, and then we're coming back to you, okay?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Who? Let me see. This is Athelia.
Yes, it is. How are you, Prophet? How are you, Prophet Sanders?
Oh, I'm wonderful. This
welcome,
morning.
Sheila.
Oh, my goodness, boy. It sounds like somebody got some pep in their step today. This here is my other daughter out there in the Carolinas, Sylvia.
Hey, Prophet. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
You don't sound happy today. Oh, Lord.
I'm happy today.
Don't sound bubbly.
No,
today.
You don't.
Sound like the little girl. Oh, my goodness. Prophet Dale, you didn't make Sylvia's no bacon and eggs this morning.
Uh-oh.
Sylvia probably had some bacon and eggs.
That's probably why she feeling so relaxed. She done got herself already. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, I'm going to stir the pot up now. I'm going to stir the pot up. My Bertha!
Hey, Prophet Sanders. Hi, daughters. Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Bertha, you know you still your voice is still locked down from all them other churches that you've been running to. You know that, don't you? You do know that, don't you? Now you know it.
Why you all up in my... Why you all up in my business?
Because you on lockdown. Lord, release you in my spirit. You on lockdown. I ain't going to your funeral. Now you watch. Not on my watch.
And if I
No. You ain't been with me 2 days, and you ready to check out. Just found out that your call is trying to run all over the earth to redeem the time, and the time going to kill you trying to redeem it. You got to do this with some sense, girl. Yeah. Now, I've been 40 years in this. You better try to follow behind me.
I have not been doing anything. I have been in the house. Only thing
yeah,
I was
but the
on
invitation's
the
coming, and you say yes to them. Let me see. You're quiet now. Don't make me go on in there now and tell everybody what color your sheets is and stuff on the bed. Watch out now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn it all the way on here. I did.
You all up in my bedroom, all up in my business now.
And, all right, let's keep it real around here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Blast.
Ooh, my goodness. Now let me go back to Sylvia's house and see if she get happy, or do we have to go in there and talk about some stuff in that kitchen? Come on, Sylvia. How you doing today?
I'm at work, so yeah, I'm good.
I'm at work. Hallelujah. Get some prayer going here. Praise the Lamb. You know some serious stuff happening around the globe. I know all of you have heard about this Fort Hood shooting down in Texas. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
How disturbing it is, praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter, you and Q, you ain't push one on your dial. Oh, this you right here. I got you. Granddaughter.
Good morning.
All right.
I'm home.
Lord, let me shut her off the home, Lord. I told the Lord to keep her another week. But, goodness. She done bribed the doctor right out the hospital.
And my mama is online, too.
Your mother is what?
My mama is online, too.
Oh, that's my daughter there. How you doing, Pastor Gail?
She on your computer. You ought to see her number pop up.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Well, we bless her today for being on, Pastor Gail. You know, she can come on anytime she wants to. That's my big daughter right there. Yes, Lord. She's been around. Hallelujah, being humble. Oh, yes, Lord. She can come on when she get ready. But I want you all to consider all the things that's going on. We have to take a panoramic view of our world, even as God spoke last night, and I know many of you, I saw the likes and stuff this morning on the prophecy as God laid it out last night so beautifully for us, praise the Lamb of God. You know, it's amazing to me that when God speaks to me, to the corporate man, he speaks to me as an Old Testament type of verdict. It's amazing to me. That really amazes me that when he speaks to me like that, when he speaks to the corporate man, he speaks in the old King James almost about what he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And it may be because of the way people of God that he wants us to interpret it. You know, God does everything for a purpose. And as I was teaching in Cincinnati on Saturday morning about dreams and visions, we have to interpret our dreams and visions, the symbols and things that we see in them, out of the Bible, what they meant in the scriptures, because God is revealing this. And that's why a lot of us don't interpret properly. We miss interpretation because we do not observe the symbols of Scripture. God talks to us out of his word. His word doesn't change because God does not change. Hello, somebody up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. So then when God speaks to us in prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, We have to interpret it, try the Spirit by the Spirit. We interpret his word out of his word. So this, to me, is one of the reasons, praise the Lamb of God, and it just came to me while I'm talking to you, that God speaks to me like that. It's because he wants to keep it in the context of his word. He wants it to sound just like the Bible so that we will interpret it that way and see what happened in that day and time when God said he would shake the earth, when God said the isles, the islands would be moved, when God said the mountains shall skip. That God wasn't that was spiritual, but it had symbolic tones to it and metaphoric, but at the same time, islands moved, great earthquakes came, men were swallowed up. Praise the Lamb of God, in one day, right there. And he talked about Moses and Sinai last night. And because they worshiped the idol, that's where the earthquake came. The earth opened and swallowed up thousands of Hebrews in one day that came out of Egypt, the Lamb of God. So, brothers and sisters, I ask you to take heed to what God is doing as we look with a panoramic view around the globe. War, praise the Lamb of God, right there at the UK, praise the Lamb of God, in Russia. That is not going to be 40,000 soldiers are right there at the gate, ready now to do business, praise the Lamb of God. If they haven't started, I ain't turned on the television today to see CNN. They may have shot the first bomb, I don't know, praise the Lamb of God. We must watch the panic, the stress on the nervous system of mankind from Malaysia on, all of the catastrophic events, all of the crime, all of the upheaval, praise the Lamb of God, that's going on in our world. And we must set our hearts to saying, where should the people of God be? How should we position ourselves? Well, one thing is we must stand on the Word of God without doing a balancing act, praise the Lamb of God. It must be the solid rock. Long as some of us been in the Word and in the Lord now, the Word should be like, our feet should be a part of that solid rock now. We should be have, the rock should have been growed up around our legs, and we have become one with the rock of God's Word and standing on it, praise the Lamb of God. Number two, we must be an effective witness in this season. We got to get a witness in our mouth, people of God. Hallelujah. And it's not about you knowing the whole Bible from back to back. It's about you having a witness of your testimony. It's about you knowing that God saved you and delivered you, praise the Lamb of God, and can communicate that effectively, praise the Lamb of God, to all that hear, that you can communicate that effectively, that you've been born again, that you've been saved, that you've been delivered. And then after our witness, we must be able to warn, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the coming judgment, concerning the coming judgment of God. Hallelujah. We must be ready to warn, to sound the alarm to those that's around us, praise the Lamb of God, those that we say we love. A lot of us receive great prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, and all. And we say this, that, and this, and this, that, and another, but we don't move on it. We don't move on the prophecies, praise the Lamb of God, and things of that nature. And so since we don't move on them, hallelujah, to as a point of belief, if it's like this. If Prophet Dale called me and told me, he says, Prophet Shakespeare, Apostle, I want to tell you, that the trip you're about to go on, that flight is not going to make it to where you're headed. Okay? If I receive that word from him, then I'm going to adhere to it. First thing is, right, I won't be getting on this flight.
Amen.
That's right, for sure. Okay? The next thing is, if I believed it, right?
Right?
I testify of it. The next thing is, if I know anybody on the flight, I'm going to warn them.
Right.
That's right.
No light bulbs.
Yeah.
I'm going to warn them of the imminent danger that set before them. Praise the Lamb of God. This is how we must position ourselves in this day, brothers and sisters. In this time, we must position ourselves in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord use us. Oh yeah, I know I'm saying something here today. That the Lord can use us today, praise the Lamb of God, to spread what he is doing and what he's about to do. If we can't do nothing, then our witness is vain. Praise the Lamb of God. Our witness is vain. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, today, that what God has spoken is going to come to pass. And the first thing God told me, Prophet Darrell, listen, I got to say, I wish you could ring the bell, and the bell thing's right here in front of my face. So did they hear it? No, they didn't hear it.
Ring the alarm.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the first thing, Prophet Darrell, that the Lord, people of God, women of God, Bertha, this is the first thing God told me before he told me anything to say. He said, son, what I'm about to tell you now shall swiftly come to pass.
Jesus. Apostle, you right about that thing. You right about that, Apostle.
That's what the Lord told me.
Yes, sir.
What I'm about to tell you now shall swiftly
come to pass.
Hallelujah.
So all of these unholy alliances that we have connections with, you better break them.
Yes, he is. Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus.
All right, bubs. All of these unholy alliances, you better know what you're into in this day and time.
That's
hallelujah.
Right. That is so true.
Okay. I didn't told you now. All these people giving signs of 666 and the Illuminati sign and all of that. Heads gonna roll, Grandmama used to say. Heads gonna roll. Praise the Lamb of God. God is not playing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God.
No, he's not.
You know, it's ironic. Watch this, Prophet Darrell. Watch this, you all. It's ironic that at this same season that God dropped his word, they said the greatest movie of this season is going to be Noah. Okay, maybe you didn't get that connection. Maybe you don't understand what the movie Noah is about. I know Noah happened a long time ago. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's the result of the judgment of God on the earth.
That's right. Judgment in the land.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. It'll snap with you. I know you ain't read Genesis in a long time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Better reread.
But that's the greatest advertisement of a movie on cable right now is Noah with Russell Crowe. Praise the Lamb of God. It's an epic movie. Praise the Lamb of God, that is going to probably break the box office.
And people are
fearful right now. People are fearful right now. What's going on? Hallelujah. And it's a cry and a reminder to us God did to the earth once.
Yes,
God. Born by his holiness. That I will not destroy the earth again by rain.
Right.
Chosen a greater element. He said, won't be water.
It's
going to be purging fire next time.
Fire.
But in between the water and fire, It's floods. It's earthquakes. It's mudslides. In
yes,
between
Lord.
Water and the fire. Hallelujah. I think I gave somebody a sermon just between the water and the fire. Between the water and the fire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. God did battle with Egypt between the water and the fire. When Israel was between the water and the wall of fire, God did battle with Egypt. Hallelujah. Between the water and the fire. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh,
you're going to get
that.
Somebody going to run with this. Hallelujah. Somebody going to collect.
Between the water and the fire.
Between the water and the fire. Hallelujah. I said the water and the fire. The water and the fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Isn't it amazing that today is 4-4-2004? 4 is the number of God's tolerance. Hallelujah.
Yep.
It's amazing. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all going to miss it again. And then 444 equals 12, which is the full oracle and counsel of God. Okay, y'all can't see that in there. All right. I'm by myself in there. And then
plain.
It leaves 2 and
come
1, which equal 12 if you tell them right. Praise the Lamb of God. Or 21, which is unity with God. Praise the Lamb of God. The numbering system is right there in front of your face. Hallelujah. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Mike, if you add it all up, I think you'll have about 15 there. Praise the Lamb of God. Between now and the end of 2015, brothers and sisters, I think the work going to be accomplished. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Lamb of God. Now, I'm just talking in the spirit today. Hallelujah. Because I went to bed in the spirit. I didn't even go to sleep last night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb
amen.
Of God. I can't even get the
Jesus.
Prophet Dale, would you please make us pray, please? Would
hallelujah.
You, would you, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. We ain't even prayed. We on fire that has not even prayed yet. All these people are in queue.
The water and the fire. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Who going to pray? Who said that? Prophet Dale? Yes?
Prophet Darrell.
I'll pray for us today, Apostle.
You're going to pray today?
Praise
the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell's going to lead us. But I think we had a testimony, too. Praise the Lamb. Are you online? Well, you push one on your dial, baby. If you hear, you had a testimony. I think she told
okay.
She texted me and said, I got a testimony. Praise
me?
The Lamb of God. Deron.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Where you at, girl? Push one on your phone if you're here.
I'm here.
Sharon?
Nope.
Oh, that's your twine. I said Sharon. Oh, did you say you got a testimony? You are.
I said I did have a praise report.
Oh, you're the one with the praise report. Okay. Come on with it, good daughter. Then we going right into prayer.
Well, we all know I was in the hospital. I had pneumonia in both lungs. Thank God I caught it. They caught it early. One lung is cleared up. The other one is clearing up. But yesterday when I got ready to leave, they told me that I would have to come home with oxygen. But I had to take the test before I left. So I went. I walked around the hospital. I took the test. And when I got through, I didn't have to bring no oxygen home.
Amen.
I pray God. I even in spite of the sarcoidosis and the pneumonia and whatever it was, I stood on the word that God was going to heal me no matter what anybody said. I knew one thing, that I have a work to do. God said there are no excuses in him, and he ministered to me about no excuses. It's only obedience and disobedience in him. And I thank God that I stood on his word, and I believe what he told me, that I was coming out and I was going to be totally made whole from this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm home. I don't feel like I got pneumonia. I know I need to rest because I know, Prophet, you told me that I will be in a season of rest, and I understand that. But I know even in this season of rest that God would still have us working his business. So I just thank God that I'm home. I don't have no oxygen. I got medicine, but I believe, God, that before the end of this month, I'm going to be totally made whole and off all this.
Amen.
So,
amen.
That's my praise report.
Well, we're going to believe God.
Amen.
One thing for sure, you don't sound like you got pneumonia. I promise you that. That's right.
You're clear as a crystal.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bertha and I are going to come over there and let you lay hands on us. Because your lungs clearer than ours. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We coming over there and let you lay hands on us. Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy. Let us look at Jesus. We got much to be thankful for in praise reports and things of that nature. But we also need to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, about the things that's happening in our world. Praise the Lamb of God and interceding one for another. People of God, I wasn't trying to be sarcastic. Really, last night when I put on the page during our prayer hour, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, whether or not Olivia Pope can answer your prayers. There's so many of us who have been captured and arrested under the television.
Come on,
so
man.
We can't turn off the television to pray.
That's right.
Because God sent a whirlwind of the world system of what they're doing in the world, and it's doing nothing for you. It's none of it done. It's doing nothing. See, I learned this earlier on. When I graduated school, I learned when I was in the Bible college, if I was going to pursue God, I had to leave the television and everything alone. Do you know while I was in school, Michael Jordan became famous in basketball, and to this day, I have never saw him play a game. Because I love basketball that much, and I knew that I had to put God first. Now today, I can sit on the radio and talk about God, quote scriptures, interpret the Bible accurately, prophecy and everything. Because I forsook the world and gave myself God to learning and training and discipline. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
You can't, if you can't look at your television and say, I'm sorry, I got to pray.
That's right.
Get you a recorder.
That's right.
Amen. Come on,
you love it that much, get you a DVR or something and record it.
That's right.
Watch it on your downtime.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody. Oh, it ain't that serious. When your house get to shifting, when the mud, the foundation of your house move from earthquakes, I want you to tell me if it's that serious. You see your car floating down the street? Tell me if that's serious. Can't find your baby? When the flood comes, tell me if prayer is that serious or not.
Okay, tell me.
Hallelujah. Come on, Prophet Daryl. Take us to the King.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to come humbly before your throne, Lord. God, we just want to ask you to forgive us, Lord. God, we know we have done. God, we know we have said some things, God. God, we even know we even let things enter into our minds, enter into our spirits, oh God, that was not pleasing to you. And God, we just ask you to forgive us today. God, we ask you to forgive us for sins of unknown, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us for sins of commission, sins of omission, God. God, we just ask you to have mercy upon our nation, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we know we have not kept your commandments, your laws, and your statutes, oh God. But God, we ask you to have mercy. God, we ask you to look and have mercy upon us today, oh God. Look and have mercy. Forgive our forefathers, oh God, for the things that they have done that will cause a generational curse to be upon our lives, oh God. God, we ask you to have mercy upon us, God. In Jesus' mighty name. God,
yes,
we just ask you Don't let us suffer, oh God, for our past sins, oh God. God, we ask you to look and have mercy today. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we ask you to extend your hand of mercy, oh God. In the name of Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, God. God, move by your power. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we ask you to give us a chance to get things together. Give us a chance to get things right, oh God. God, we ask you to help us today, oh God. Help us to walk upright before you. Help us to lead the people right, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, put a stirring and a seeking in our soul, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, God, do it with your glory. God, don't allow your judgment to be cast upon us, oh God. But God, we ask you, oh God, allow your wrath to be kindled, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God. Kindle your wrath, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, for you say your anger is only for a moment. And God, we believe it and we stand it on your word. We're standing on your promises, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to do better, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Help us to love you the more, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Help us to be a sanctified witness. Help us to be a testimony, oh God, in this season and in this hour, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. That our leaders have stepped out of order, oh God. But God, we know you can, oh God, to move the hearts of man. We know you can to move the mind of man. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. We grind and call you today. God, we call on you today, oh God. We lead you today, oh God. Look and have mercy, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Move, God, move. In the name of Jesus. Move in the city, oh God. Move in the matters, oh God. Move in the cities, oh God. Move in the countries, oh God. Oh, God. Look and have mercy. God, we don't pray to be heard, and we don't pray to be seen, God. But God, we thank you for the glory out of our lives, oh God. Hear our prayers, oh God. Tune your ears to our prayers, oh God. But Father God, you declared in your word that the prayers of the righteous availing much, oh God. God, we got some people, oh God, that's in the land that's praying and seeking you, God. God, you got some people that's really living this thing. And God, we ask you to have mercy, God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
By the power and authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to loose the hold. We command you to loose the minds of God's people. We drive you out right now. We drive you out in the Holy Ghost. We drive you out right now, Satan. The blood of Jesus against you. We command you to throw down your weapons. We command you to throw your hands up. Satan, you are an intruder. And the blood of Jesus against you.
Yeah. Look today, Jesus.
Call them to fasting, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Send a revival. Have mercy, God. Revive us, oh God. Revive our minds, oh God. Revive our hearts, oh God. We need a revival. We need to
in the name of Jesus.
We need to be revitalized. In the name of
Jesus. In the name of
Jesus. The Lamb of God. The slain Lamb of God. God, oh, the Son of the living God, look at her mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Do it for your glory, oh God. Oh, God, bless like never before. Saturate the radio station with your glory, God. Saturate the atmosphere. Go all out into the airways, oh God. Breathe on us, oh God. Oh, God. Breathe on us, oh God. Breathe right now, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now, God. Slay us in the spirit, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we know you can, God. And we know that you will.
Thank you, God.
We know that you can. And we know that
you will, God.
Your glory, oh God. We speak healing in the atmosphere. We speak healing in the mind. We speak healing in the body. We speak healing in the body. In Jesus' mighty name, we speak to every organ. In the name of Jesus, we command every organ to line up with the will of God. We command every organ to line up with the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we command blood to be purified in this season right now. In Jesus' name, oh God, do it for your glory. Send your word, God. Send the word.
Amen.
Send the word. Send the word. Send the Raymond word. Send
the word.
And they need to hear a fresh word. Somebody else is on the edge of breakdown. But God, we want to stand right there at the threshing floor. Stay right, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hand, oh God. Don't get up off the throne, God. Because if you get up off the throne, God, we're going to be in trouble. But send your hand of mercy. Send your hand of grace.
Mercy, Lord.
Love, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, help us to get right, oh God. Help us to walk up
before you. Somebody on the roof.
Oh, you,
thank you, Jesus.
No other name but
hallelujah.
You can be delivered in. No other name
you can
be healed in than the name of Jesus. Yes,
name
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, to your will.
In the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, in the midst of the storm.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, in the midst of the test. Yes,
yes,
in the midst of the trouble, oh God. Yes, all day. Yes, to your will. Yes, oh God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Will obey. We will obey.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Will obey.
Man,
Jesus,
Lord.
My God. Jesus, my God.
Glory Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we reroute every
Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. Have the right way, oh God. Have the right away, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Have your way, Lord. Have your
Hallelujah.
Way, God.
Move by your spirit, Lord.
Devil, you is a liar.
Oh, God.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, oh God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
How great you are, Father God.
Bless your name.
There is none like you, Jesus.
Oh, bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, bless your holy name.
God, we glorify you. Hallelujah.
Holy.
Yes,
holy.
Jesus.
Holy,
thank
holy,
you, Father
holy,
God.
Holy.
Oh, merciful King Jesus, hallelujah.
Holy, holy,
hallelujah,
holy,
hallelujah.
Holy.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your anointing, hallelujah. Thank you for your healing powers, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the mind that are committed to your spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your covering, your shield.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Love on you today.
Oh,
my
God, we embrace your presence. We embrace your presence.
Thank you, Jesus. There is truly none like you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All that you have done, Father God, from the beginning of time to now until the end, Father God. We thank you. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your unconditional love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for blessing your children, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the man of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for blessing and healing him and keeping him, Father God. Right now, this very hour, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, clearing it up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless all those who are listening in the name of Jesus.
Bless
the God, the patient, Father God.
Oh, the glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
Father God, we love you, we love you, we love you, Jesus. God. Thank you, thank you for your trials and tribulations, hallelujah, the opportunity to grow in you, Father God, hallelujah, 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 God, testimonies to share, Father God, our provider, our redeemer, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the
comfort
of God and keeping the God backs, hallelujah, nourishment in our bones. We thank you, God.
Yes, thank you.
We thank
oh, bless
you,
your name.
For your power and your
Lord, Jehovah God.
Oh, my God. Prophet Dale, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. I just was in a full-fledged prayer, praying for all of the intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I had hit the mute button. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All this time this music has been playing, hallelujah, down playing like this, I had been praying, asking God to bless intercessors all over the world. And I pronounced and asked God to bless the intercessors of PSM in a very, very special way. I'm glad that God in secret heard it and you all didn't hear it. So when you get your unexpected blessing, hallelujah, the God that hears and sees and will reward openly. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Abadal, I just pray for the filling and refueling of your body and strength to your limbs. Oh, my goodness gracious, and that God will put you under the shadow of the wings that you've been under, praise the Lamb of God, in your shedding. That everywhere you go, that wing, God, overshadow you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you've been in the secret place.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It is evident the way you talk today that you have been in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just noise. Praise the Lamb of God. You lost yourself in God. You lost yourself in the Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we bless you today. We bless you for continuing to pray. Hallelujah. The way that you did, amen of God. I thank you so much. I thank you so much. All right, Bertha, we got to minister to this lady here from Virginia. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll open her mic again. 757, your mic is open. Are you there?
Yes.
Now tell Bertha your name again. She want to know your name.
Sheila.
Her name's Sheila, and she's down in Virginia. Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And she said she just need a word from the Lord today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She just need a word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God, release now. Jesus' name.
Sheila.
Yes.
I don't know where it's coming from, but when you came on the line, God said money. Money is coming to you that's due you.
Glory.
Somebody owes
you
some money. And God says it has been released, and it will come to you. It's going to hit your hands. God says that you are faithful in sowing and paying your tithes and your offerings. That's why he has commanded that the money be returned to you. Stay faithful to God. Stay faithful in prayer. Stay faithful in your word, because this is your season of blessing, Sheila. Everything that the enemy stole from you, God has demanded that he return it sevenfold. God says, prepare for your harvest, because your harvest is on the way, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Even while Bertha was speaking to you, I saw, praise the Lamb of God, ravens bringing you your money. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's like in the days of Elijah, praise the Lamb of God, that the ravens brought him bread and meat twice a day. I see your provision coming. Oh, yeah, praise the Lamb of God. I just saw the eagle, the prophetic eagle. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. I don't see him much. With his wings spread over you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. You have nothing to worry about. Praise the Lamb of God. Exhale. Relax. Praise the Lamb of God. Your deliverance is now. Your deliverance is now. Praise the Lamb of God. What you need is coming into your hands swiftly. In the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. We stand in the gap. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. What about these kids, though? There's some children around you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is that ministry or are these your children?
I have a ministry in with youth, working with youth.
With the young people, right? Yes.
Yes.
I see all these children around you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's a powerful ministry. Let me tell you something. Some of these kids are going to go into your life when you old and gray.
Yes.
They're going to be still given to you. They're going to remember you. Praise the Lamb of God. Your work is not in vain. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Supernatural vision is going to take place, praise the Lamb of God, even for the youth ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody's going to write a check. Praise the Lamb of God for the camp. Hallelujah. Something about going to a campground or a retreat or something of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I see the buses. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to fill them for you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Some things going to pop off. Praise the Lamb of God. Or jump off, as the young people say. Hallelujah. For you in the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. But it seems like there has been like an oppressed spirit on you. Praise the Lamb. A heavy spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God has given you the garment. A praise, the oil of joy, hallelujah, for the spirit of heaviness. I just need you to praise God. I need you to just start praising God. Every time the Spirit come upon you, I want you to jump up and just start praising God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why Prophet Dale was praying. I want you to praise God that hard. Just give God all the praise you can. Don't let the enemy rob you of your joy. Your strength is in your joy. Hallelujah. Your strength is in the joy of the Lord. You have a Savior. You have a Redeemer. Hallelujah. The Lord God is your husband. The Lord God is your provision. Lord God is your portion. In Jesus' mighty name. Boy, oh boy, oh, Prophet Darren messed us up in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm running. I feel like dancing. Can I ask somebody? How did you feel when you came out the wilderness? Hallelujah. To Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Daughter, you be blessed and better than blessed. You hear me?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
In the name of Yeshua.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo-wee. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't know whether to go to teaching or go to prophesying. My God, my God, my God. Praise the Lamb of God. I know some of these people on here was on here yesterday, and we weren't able to get to them. Praise the Lamb of God. And they were in queue and lined up and all of this kind of thing on yesterday, and we all back in today.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh my.
Can I tell you what the Lord spoke? I couldn't tell you yesterday. But for 3 days, and I was not asleep, so I knew this was an open vision. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of last week, God brought you to me, and you were dressed in the armor of a knight. But the thing is, all of your armor was gold. Your sword was gold. Your shield was gold. And as you stepped, flames of fire encircled you. And every move you made, the flames of fire got higher. Mm. Like it was blocking and shielding you from anything and everything that the enemy would bring against you. But God says to tell you, Apostle, Prophet Michael Shakespeare, there are 7 levels of his fire of anointing. And God says you are stepping into the 7th level of the anointing of fire, says the Spirit of God. God said you asked for it, and he has granted it. It's yours. In Jesus' name.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We receive it, Lord. For your glory.
Hallelujah.
For your glory, Father. For
yes,
your
Lord.
Glory. For your glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. For your glory. For your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus, mighty name, Lamb of God. Erico 929. Thank you, Bertha. Erico 929. Your mic is hot. Hallelujah.
Hey,
Erico 929.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I am truly blessed and honored to be here.
Who's calling?
My name is Robert Hennix. I used to live in New York, but God has led me to California to a beautiful woman and a beautiful life. I was going through a lot of strife in New York and a custody issue with my son's mother, just trying to take him around negative elements and negative things, and he's an 11-year-old boy. And as his father, I just wanted to sacrifice my life for him. So I went and had custody of him, and just to have a great surrounding and a new beginning for him.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we praise God for that, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so you did get the custody?
Well, I'm still struggling for it, and I need people to pray for me, to be by my side.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, let me tell you something, man of God. There is a turning of the heart of the Father to the sons and the sons to the Father in this season. That's a part of the revival. Just give me a second here. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to me concerning you. Let me get quiet for a second. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord told me to tell you these words. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And it's already won.
Hallelujah.
The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And it's already won. I'm going to tell you just like I told the woman from Virginia. Praise your way through this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do what you have to do, paperwork-wise and appearing and filing, but praise your way through it. For the Spirit
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord will go and make easy and successful your way if you rely on God and not your own wisdom. Wait a minute, the Lord's speaking. Hallelujah. God says that he has a check for you for $32,000 that's about to be put in your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know where that's coming from. That's what the Lord told me to tell you, young man. Hallelujah.
Wow.
$32,000 check that's going to be put in your hand. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said he needs you to be a blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't be a blessing unless God bless you. So he's blessing you to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive
the Lord. The Lord tell you this. The Lord says, remember me. He talking about me as the prophet. He said, for you to remember me when your check comes.
Bless your holy name.
Yes, I will always remember. And I receive it, and I am truly honored and blessed. And
Hallelujah.
As I am blessed, bless others.
All right. I've given you the word of the Lord today for you. Praise the Lamb of God. You go and rejoice, son. Your son is going to be by your side. But remember this. But remember this. You got to raise him in God. Because there's something special about your son.
Wow. Thank you so much.
There's an anointing on his. You're not fighting just because and struggling with this just because you love him. The Lord is making you do this also, so to speak, so that he can get the proper environment, teaching, and training for the ministry that's called that's on his life.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Every promise, I prayed for these things, and he has delivered them easily for me. Easily.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I struggle.
Hallelujah. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now, wait a minute. I need somebody to pray with you right quick, though. Athelia, you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, Athelia, I need you. Now, Athelia, we ain't got time to go all the way around the cornberry bush and back, but I want you to pray for this man specifically, okay?
Yes, sir.
Come on, take him to the throne. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this man of God in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you that he is hearing your voice, Father God. He is hearkening unto your instructions, Father God. Father God, I ask you to put a hedge of protection over him, Father God. Place your hand on his shoulder, Father God. Bless him indeed in the magnifying name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, continue downloading instructions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He know how, in the name of Jesus, how to take care of his son, Father God, in the environment he needs to be into, Father God. What he needs to watch, what he needs to read, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bless this man of God, Father God, bloodline, in the name of Jesus, Father. We take out all impurities, Father God, that's not of you, Father God. And we call your spirit down into him, Father God. Enrich him, Father God, with the spirit of the blood of Jesus, Father God. Anoint his head in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let the oil pour down his shoulders, down to his feet, Father God. Everything that he touched, let it be prosperous, Father God. Let it multiply 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, Father God. Let everything he bring forth, Father God, have its fruit, Father God, in his due season, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to bless the judge right now in the name of Jesus. Let the judge have a heart of God. Hallelujah. If you can turn the heart of Pharaoh, you surely can turn the heart of the judge, Father God. We ask you to touch every person that's in that courtroom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every paperwork that has his name on it, Father God, every person who handled his case, in the name of Jesus, let it be touched by the right hand, the right spirit, in the name
yes,
of
sir.
Jesus. Let the answer, you say yes and amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to the
yes,
Lord, thy
amen.
God.
Yes,
we bless
amen.
You. God, in the name of Jesus, we bless the young man right now who's growing up in the spirit of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Father God, continue to protect him and shield him, Father God.
Yes,
continue to provide for him, Father God. Bless his bloodline in the name of Jesus, Father God. His future seeds, Father God. His future fruit, Father God. Let it be blessed and holy in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right, my
amen.
Brother, I'm going to be looking for you to come back on the show. Pray
I will
the Lord
always
bless you that. Of God. I want you to come back and say, God did it. Hallelujah. And bring
Hallelujah.
Me my
I receive it.
And
in
bring
Jesus
me my
name.
Portion. Hallelujah.
Yes, I will. I
so
love you
Cedar.
So very much.
Even while she was praying,
Hallelujah.
The Lord said, sure as I live, I have released this money to him. Praise the Lamb of God. It's yours, my brother. Just watch
Hallelujah.
What God do. Hallelujah.
Thank you so very much.
All right, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. You're welcome to come on the show every day, Tuesday through Friday, at the same time from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're here. Praise the Lord. What part of California are you in?
I'm in Canoga Park.
Where is that at?
It's in the valley.
That's near Los Angeles or where?
That is correct. It's in Los Angeles.
All right. Are you in a good church there, a good ministry?
I have, God has blessed me with a beautiful woman, and now has blessed me with a church home. I am just following all his instructions.
Thank you, brother. You be blessed, man of God. We wanted to make sure you was in place. Love you, man.
Thank you so very much. I love you so much.
Name again.
I
what's your name?
My name is Robert Hennicks.
Robert. Robert. That's what the part I wanted to put you in the prayer garden. Okay, Robert. I got you, man.
Okay. I receive it. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, sir. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, what a good God we serve today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ophelia. Hallelujah. Okay, we're back. It's a California. I guess it never rains in Southern California. We 818 again here. Praise the Lamb. Who's calling?
This is Albertine, Prophet. Praise the
this
Lord.
This is Albertine. It's on the air with us, the Lamb of God, from Southern
God
California.
California's in the house today.
You said what?
I said California's in the house today.
California's in the house today. I tell you the truth. All that's going on out there, y'all got some horrific everything going on, they tell me out there. Boy, I tell you. The earth was shaking out there and everything. Did you all feel the earthquake?
Oh, yes. We did.
Oh, my goodness.
A little scary, but, you know, we just praise God. And you can't worry about it. You just got to know that you're under his blood, that he has you, so you don't worry about it. But be prepared.
Yeah, you got to be prepared for it. Hallelujah.
Well, Prophet,
something
I just called
is...
to just tell you thank you. And I so appreciate you guys online. Everything you have prophesied into my life has come true. And even at this time working with my deals and the people that God is bringing into my life, and you prophesied and told me to be careful. And I did have a person that was trying to go over me to try to take my things, but I stamped that out. And I thank you. So I just called to say thank you, guys, for prophesying into my life and being such a blessing to me. And God bless you, and I love you guys.
And wait a minute, though, but we ain't heard the PayPal ring. How in the world you getting all the blessings? What? Prophet Dale, they ain't treating us right, you see, man. Praise, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. Go ahead. Go on. Go on. Praise the Lamb of God.
Start rolling in. Everybody will know. My
she
blessing
said when the
is
start rolling in. Everybody go.
Start rolling in. You will be the
Hallelujah.
First to know.
Hey, Albertine.
Yes.
Albertine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm here. Can you
Albertine.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Have you been car shopping?
Yeah.
You went car shopping, huh?
Yeah.
But you didn't get the car, right?
I didn't get what I wanted.
Uh-huh. You going to get what you want, though.
Yes. Amen. I received that.
You bought another car?
I bought just a car for now because I needed transportation.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's all you need right now is a get-around buggy because
yes,
you're going to get the car you want.
Amen. I receive it.
Oh, no, you just watch what I just told you. Now, ain't nowhere in the world I knew you went car shopping, is it? I just saw you standing on the I saw you standing on the car lot.
Amen, prophet. I receive it.
I see the keys being put in your hand right now. I see you getting in the car, in the driver's seat, right this minute.
I receive it.
And the car is brand new.
Amen.
Somebody got a lot of feedback.
Oh, you got a speaker open. They got their speaker phone open when they speak. Hallelujah. Get ready for it, girl. Your shift is here. Your shift is here.
Amen.
I got to tell you this, though.
Okay.
Watch who you date.
Okay.
Now, let me tell y'all saying something. And women, y'all better listen to me greater even than the men. People can see the anointing on you.
Mm-hmm.
They can see the glory on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can discern that you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to see you.
Wow.
But don't let no man pull you down in a hole. If he ain't pulling you up, then he ain't the one.
Amen.
That's right.
It's all to it. God ain't called you to dig no man out of no hole and put him on solid ground.
Okay.
That's the man's job.
I receive it.
Okay, I'm trying to help some, because some people settle as long as there's a man, they settle for it.
Right.
Just give me a man. They don't care if you don't go to work or not. Just give me a man. That ain't nothing but lust satisfaction right there.
Yeah.
Hello, Lightbuff.
Amen.
When you want somebody, praise the Lamb of God, to walk with you in God, you want a different caliber.
That's
right.
All right. I think I said enough to write a book on right there. Praise the Lord. That's speaking.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. When you want
Thank
somebody
you,
to walk with you in God, that's a different caliber of man. Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, yes,
I have
is.
Spoken.
Yes,
I have spoken. Hallelujah. All
Thank
right.
You.
Bertha, you got something you want to tell Albertine?
No, the Lord has not spoken to me for Albertine, but Albertine, I love you. God bless you. And all
I love
is well.
You want to jump in the fire? I was trying to wait till he get himself back together because I know he went out on the limb.
Or a navy blue car.
A navy blue car? I received that. Thank you.
That's
Thank you,
car,
God.
Navy blue car.
Thank you. I received it. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
All right, Bless Prophet Dale ain't saying nothing, okay?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm just trying to
get my strength back.
Okay, well, you just
that's
let
like
you
that's
just
your strength, but you prayed out your spirit, man. My
well, you
God,
sure did
you
it. All right, mm-hmm. Abadine, be blessed, baby.
Okay,
hallelujah.
God bless you, God. God bless you, Papa Darryl.
Hallelujah.
You.
All right, going straight off down here. I know this ain't my granddaughter trying to jump in line.
I sure
Lord have mercy, Lord. Somebody want to be prophesied to every hour of the day.
Yes, sir.
Lord Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. What do you want, granddaughter?
I want my word, granddaddy.
That the Lord delivered you from the hospital. Walking out of the hospital. Lord Jesus, this girl is a mess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, Bertha, do you have something for your sister today? Your daughter, whatever she is to you. What a sister, daughter. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, we got a line that degenerated here, people. Come on, let's rock. Oh, my God, it's a line here.
My daughter, the Lord has to tell you, Shaquan, that there's something, you know what it is. He said, you know, that you have got to let go. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have got to let it go because it's detrimental to your health. And
she know what it is. I didn't tell her.
Purification. That God is trying to work in you. God says you have got to let it go.
Jesus.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You receive that?
I do receive that. It's two things, not just one, it's two.
Okay.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But one of them is detrimental to your health, she said. Now, the other one may not be as detrimental to your health, but one of them is going to take you out of here if you don't stop.
You're absolutely right.
Now, that's what she just told you. Let's interpret it right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you holding yourself back from being used of God in the way God wants you to, through your disobedience. When God tell you to drop something, drop it.
Yes, sir.
Don't play with him.
It's dropped.
All right. Praise
when I got home.
Now, you got your word. Hallelujah. That's your word for today. Marinate it, soak in it, rub it on, or drink it like castor oil. Hallelujah.
I can't take it. I can't take it apart.
Oh, okay. Prophet Darryl?
Yes, sir.
You say you got to say something?
I just can't take you and my birthday today. Y'all cutting up.
I got a two-edged sword in my hand today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You did this. You messed me up and threw me over in this, man. I was ready to teach on Isaiah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Mm. Bless the Lord. All right, we got a few more here. Let me see something here. Oh, my God, what is something about my granddaughter is still resonating here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the glory of God. We love you, Father. Bless you for laughter. Hallelujah. Enjoying the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God. God said there's more coming into your hands, Shatwan, that was told you. There's more coming. Praise the Lamb of
yes,
God.
Lord.
Was
Hallelujah.
Told to you. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know what that's all about. But God said there's more coming into your hands than that was told to you. Praise the Lamb
Thank
of God.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. But I see you going in the bank with whatever that is. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. I see you going in that them double glass doors of that bank. There's two glass doors. You walked in, it's a little vestibule light. Hallelujah. Then it's another glass door going into that bank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just go on in there and cash it. Thank you, Jesus. That's between you and God. I ain't putting all your business out there. You go ahead, girl.
Jesus.
All I'm going to do is sing Prophet Dale brought that song back to my remember. Remember me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Go in the fullness of your blessings, girl, in Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. Wait a minute. Here we are. Error code 504. We're down in the bayou. Let me see who it is. This trivia.
No, it's Daphne.
That's Daphne. Hey,
yes.
That's your first time on the show, isn't it?
No, I have spoke with you. I talk to you periodically on Facebook. You always
right.
talk to me.
On the radio today.
Yeah, no, this is the second time on the radio.
Okay, well, we're happy to have you here with us. You definitely a member of the page. I know that. Praise the Lamb
yeah.
of God. And you're under my covering. Praise the Lamb of God. We bless God for you here today being on the show. Praise God. And I know there's some things going on. Praise the Lamb
mm-hmm.
of God. But do you want me to wait? I ain't going to even get into any of that. Let me ask mm-hmm. you first, is there any special prayer request or anything that you called in for this being our intercession day? I don't want to steal the whole light here with just prophecies, what have
right.
you. Is there anything we need to pray for specifically? I know we're praying, hallelujah, for the young man, hallelujah, and the God, the miraculous healing there. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
He came home yesterday, and just for him to have that, him to get delivered and have that peace with him within himself, and because, you know, he's battling with that issue, and I'm on my way to him right now, to his house right now. I'm like 2 seconds away, and I just want him to have peace within himself and to know that God is able, and just to know, you know, don't matter how much everybody pray for him, he has to know. You know what I'm saying? He has to know
yeah.
that. And just in my situation for it, because everybody in the family calls me, you know, for everything. Like, I've been having calls out the woodwork, and it's like a lot on me with that and just trying to handle things with him. And just, you know, you know, I'm just trying to be strong for him and everybody else, and I just want to just have a prayer request in my regards to finding me a job and a place of new dwelling and just, you know, just strength.
No, I'm hearing you. Remember I told you to call me yesterday?
Yes, I was with him because he was getting discharged at the hospital. So,
okay.
I didn't have time.
Want you to make that happen because there's some stuff I got to talk to you about that is going to reverse everything in your life.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Okay, see, you didn't know that, but that's what I want mm-hmm. what I want you to call me about. Praise the Lamb
uh-huh.
of God. I was praying over you, and when the Lord showed it to me, I said, yes, Lord, we will correct this right quick. Praise the Lamb of God.
Quick.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's something that's hindering, that's standing in like a boulder in front
mm-hmm.
of your dam that
mm-hmm.
won't allow it to break forth on you so your blessings
mm-hmm.
can flow. But the people
yes.
in your family are supposed to call on you because
yes.
you are the evangelist and the prophetic person. You are the priestess of the family. You are the intercessor.
Yes, Lord.
They believe that you know God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so God has charged you with that responsibility and accountability. Now, Prophet Dale, Bertha,
yes,
gang, this young man she's talking about has stage 4 cancer.
Yes.
Hold on, Jesus.
Hallelujah. But I know a stage 5 healer called favor.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I looked at Lily's number. I'm looking at her number right now. If God healed Lily, God can heal this man. Hallelujah. In this season of signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. In this season of signs, wonders, and miracles, our God is a healer, and he can heal. Daughter, I want you to wash your hands. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I want you to find some kind of oil in that house. I don't care if it's Crisco. Hallelujah. I want you to anoint your hands with the oil. Offer it up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to lay hands on him. Pray the prayer of faith. As we have faith here with you.
Jesus.
And when you take your hands off them, I want you to immediately go and wash your hands again.
Glory to God.
In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hi, Prophet.
And if he can eat, he must eat.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Prophet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Pastor Gail needs to say something, if that's okay.
Who? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Prophet.
Yes.
I just want to say to that young lady that was on that on the line to be encouraged, because I know that God is a healer. I'm a
Hallelujah.
Living witness.
Yes, Lord.
Because I have faith for metastatic colon cancer that had went to some of my organs, and God gave me a scripture, and he said that he had not given me to the grave because he can't get any glory from the grave, and she needs to know that. And that young man needs to find the scripture that will become rhema to him. And every
Hallelujah.
Time the enemy comes up against it, he must remind the enemy that God has given him a promise, that he has already been healed. The big, the little C, which is cancer, has to bow to the big C, which is Christ, the anointed.
Thank
you. Must remember that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I am 13 years out from metastatic colon cancer in stage. 14 years out. I should have been gone a long time ago, but God promised me that I would live and not die to declare his glory. This young man can live and not die if he so chooses.
And tell him to make a covenant with God that if he live, he'll serve him the rest of his days.
Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God is a God of covenant.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, heal me, and I'll serve you the balance of my days. Hallelujah. I'll be a witness for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be a praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Pastor, I have him here with me. He listening. I had him. I just came in the room with him, and
Hallelujah.
To everything y'all saying, and I just wanted to let him know that, you know, I have everybody praying for him, and but he just have to believe it in with himself that he's healed by the blood of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
But he just want to say.
Hallelujah. God.
Yeah.
A miracle for you.
Oh,
an opportunity for you, oh God. Show yourself. Show yourself, mighty God.
Hallelujah. Heal in the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Increase
his
son.
Oh,
the living God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Press the son. On you now, brother. Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Amen. The name under the heavens where sin can be.
That the power of life and death is in his mouth.
Amen.
Life and death is in his mouth. And it
depends
on what he speaks. But God said, you can live, young man. You can
live.
He said, you're not natural.
And on yourself, and I shall live and not die in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. And believe the report of the Lord.
Amen. I just hear God say, God, your mouth. Amen. I'm talking to the young man that has the symptoms. God said, I have already healed you, but you must guard your mouth, get your eyes on the prize, which is Christ Jesus. He said,
hallelujah.
And get up from the dead and live.
Yes. And live.
You must do something positive.
Rise up and walk. Live.
Hallelujah.
And
you have
eat,
to get up and live.
And eat and wash your face and clean up and go about your business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Because the doctors will give you a report that will make you go home and lay in the bed until death come get you.
Yes,
they will. But God is not a God of the dead.
Yes.
He's the God of living. And the grave don't give God no praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's it, brother. That's what I want to hear you say. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless
his holy name.
Bless
his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name.
Hallelujah.
You're a healer. I know you're a healer.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness gracious, the Lord is lost.
Look at me. Yes, Lord. Look at me.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is awesome.
Thank you,
the blood covering is over your house, Margie. Praise the Lamb of God. I just wanted you to know that, daughter. The blood covering is over your house. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. I had to just throw that out there. Hallelujah. She know who I'm talking to. Praise the Lamb of God, the blood covering, the blood covering. Hallelujah, the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, that all dropped, so we can't talk to them anymore during this show, don't look like. Praise the Lamb from the bayou, that call just dropped. Praise the Lamb of God for all of you that's on here. Hallelujah. Let me go here. Eric code 248. Eric code 248, come back, it's hot.
Hi, praise the Lord. This is Bashan. I call back. I kept getting dropped. I don't know what happened. Maybe the devil didn't want me on the line. It's anointed.
Which LaShawn? LaShawn, there's a lot of LaShawns.
I don't think you, I think if you saw me, you remember me. I don't know if you, a while back, I had came to a service. It was in about a year or two.
Okay, LaShawn, what's your last name? That's all I'm asking.
Oh, Gordon.
Gordon. All right. LaShawn Gordon. Praise the Lamb of God. You came to serve. What church you at now?
I'm in between churches. I'm sitting a
little. All right. Then that means I'm going to see you Sunday at 3 o'clock.
I don't know. If someone come and get me, maybe. I don't have any way.
What area are you living?
I'm in Southfield.
Oh, really? Uh-oh, you in bad shape because I'm in Southfield.
Okay.
Uh-oh, see there? And praise the Lamb of God. My daughter Angel comes to Southfield almost every Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. She sings. She's a praise leader right over there at Hope United, so she can probably swing by and grab you, praise the Lamb of God, and bring you home. Hallelujah. Sweetheart, the Spirit of the Lord revealed that to me, that you was out of fellowship with the saints. Praise God. People don't know how important it is for you to be up under a covering. It's very important. Praise the Lamb of God. God has ordained it this way. God has ordained it this way. We all need a covering over our life. Praise the Lamb of God. God has made it so that the fivefold ministry, praise the Lamb of God, is for the saints to develop us, to bring us into the full stature of the measure of Christ. And you are one of those, praise the Lamb of God, that's supposed to be in the developmental stage so that you can walk in the ministry call that's on your life, praise the Lamb of God, that you already are aware of. You just don't walk in it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. How often do you dream?
Dream, as in sleeping and dreaming?
Yeah, as in sleeping, having dreams.
Oh, quite a bit.
Quite a bit. That's right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And often they come true. And you have deja vu a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Years, decades.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God, because there's a prophetic call on your life. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you have access to the Internet?
I go to the library.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to get connected with us on Prophet Shakespeare Ministries on Facebook. You may can do it through your phone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't want to bog you down with this. I just wanted you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that God see you. God see your situation. Praise the Lamb of God. God understands all that you are going through. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But he's doing a twofold thing with you. Praise the Lamb of God. As it relates to, hallelujah, your relationship with him, he's bringing you out and bringing you into his presence. Out of a lot of stuff, praise the Lord, I'm just going to leave it like that, praise the Lamb of God, and he's breaking off, praise the Lamb of God, those ties that should not have been anyway, praise the Lamb of God, and he's bringing you, drawing you to him, praise the Lamb of God, and so we praise God for that, hallelujah, we praise God for that, he's getting you ready and setting you up for the greatest hour of your life and the greatest blessings that's about to come to you. Did you hear what I just told you? Hallelujah. You don't get quiet on this, baby. You tell God, hallelujah, thank you, because God is going to bless you tremendously. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all about you humbling yourself, praise the Lamb of God, and coming into the place where God wants you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha! Talk to your daughter.
LaShawn, God says, yes, you've been wounded. Yes, you've been hurt. But only he can mend and heal your broken heart. God says it's time, LaShawn, to come into true repentance. True repentance. Forgive and walk in obedience to what he has called you to do. It's time. It's imperative, LaShawn, that you no longer be out without a covering, out of the will of God, out of his protection. God says now is the time. Now is the time to come fully into what his will is for you and to obey him. He will heal you. He will heal you. Just trust him, says the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prophet Darryl, anything you want to say to her?
I just want to tell her, as Bertha, as y'all was talking, the Lord told me that it's some people that she just got to let go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it was your mama, your daddy, grandma, niece, cousin, uncle. God said you got to drop them. all because it's a strain and it's a pull on you. And not only that, it want to put you back in the spirit of depression.
Mm-hmm.
So where, therefore, you want to just give up and just run away. But I want to tell you this, sis, giving up is not an option.
You
don't
Thank you,
run
Jesus.
Away from, oh, my Lord. The old patriarchs always tell me, you don't run from a battle, but you run to the battle.
Thank you, Jesus.
But when you go through a battle, the Lord is with you. And you, if you drop them, amen, you're going to watch and see how you begin. It's like right now you feel weighted. You feel weighted. And the Spirit of the Lord told me to tell you, the moment that you release them, you're going to feel a relief. It's going to be like you said, it's going to be like you got a fresh breath.
Thank you, God. Wow.
My God. My
Thank
God.
You, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daughter, does this sit well in your spirit?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, we speak blessings over your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see here. Who's with me? Shatwan?
Yeah.
Pray right quick for me. Pray for her right quick. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your word going forth, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, and we ask, God, that your word become rhema to her, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, that it will penetrate her very heart, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And, oh, God, in the name, as it marinate in her spirit, God, we thank you, hallelujah, God, that you have given her truth
yes,
today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for correction, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you even loved her enough, God, hallelujah, to speak today in the name of Jesus, God. Now, God, hallelujah, we ask that you would protect her, God, put a hedge of protection around her, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, God. But, God, from this day forth, in the name of Jesus, God, she shall walk in you and the things of you, God, and in the name of Jesus, because you have already ordered her steps, God, that she may walk in those steps in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, that you may become an everyday part of her life in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, God, as you continue to send people to minister to her, God, to bring her to her divine place in you, God. We thank you and we praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, daughter, you be blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, my name is Michael Shakespeare. My name is Michael Shakespeare. If you see me on Facebook, because my son's name is Michael Shakespeare, too, you will see a poster, Praise the Lamb of God, that says in the background on my my background banner, Praise the Lamb, says 2014, Promises Fulfilled. You will see that on Facebook. Befriend me. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to inbox you. We're going to get some information, and we're going to get you on Straight Street if you allow me to help you. Praise the Lamb of God. I can't help everybody because everybody don't want help. But so then that'll be my way of knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that you want to help and that you want to get into the place that God wants you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I bless you in Jesus' name, and you be blessed, daughter. Hallelujah. Thank you, LaShawn, for calling. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. People of God, we're just about out of time. Hallelujah. Our hour is spent. Praise the Lamb. Our hour is spent. Yeah, praise the Lord. We only got about 3 minutes, and there's some things I need to talk about. We have a conference call, Praise the Lamb of God, coming up. People of God, hallelujah. For those of you that's on our team, hallelujah, and even some that would like to be on our team for the gathering, the 2014 gathering. We're having our conference call, Praise the Lamb of God. I need you to inbox us, Praise the Lamb of God. We want to go back to Chicago, to a different venue this year, Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord willing, we're going, Praise the Lamb of God. I just, I had an offer for a hotel downtown Chicago. I'm going to meet with them and see can they give us that free parking, praise the Lamb of God, and stuff like that, and the perks. Hallelujah. Then we're going to look to some other places also, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wish I had a church that had a hotel connected to it. That would be awesome. Praise the Lord. Then the next thing we want to do is we want to talk about the retreat, and we want to talk about the sanctuary. Praise the Lamb of God. All of my administrators are already on that list. So that's five rooms gone right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute, five, six. Praise the Lamb of God. Maybe seven rooms are gone, seven, eight rooms. Praise the Lamb of God with Sharla Johnson. She's going also. Praise the Dr. J. Hallelujah. I have to always remember Mashallah. Praise the Lamb of God. I get beat up if I don't remember Mashallah. Matter of fact, I haven't heard from Sharla today. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen, people of God, I contain all these calls, but I can't. Those of you who want our new book, the books are being mailed out today, praise the Lamb of God, no later than in the morning. You need to hit the PayPal, praise the Lamb of God, the Fall on Your Knees book. You can get that one, praise the Lamb of God, for $15. The prayer book on, praise the Lamb of God, the Call and Burden of Intercessory Prayer, $15. That's all with shipping and handling. And the prophetic manual, hallelujah, for $20, or you can get a bundle for $40. It's up to you. Praise the Lamb of God. PSMINTL.org. The rest of you, praise the Lamb of God, you can sow a seed to support the ministry, large or small. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank you for supporting us so that we can continue to be on the airways and do the ministry that God has asked us to do. Your support, hallelujah, and those of you who have supported, I love you, I bless you, and I pronounce blessings on your life. And I know you're blessed because God promised me that all that bless me, he would bless. He spoke that to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He spoke that to me. I know the anointing for wealth is on my life. Praise the Lamb of God. I love all of you today. Love one another as Christ has loved you. Pray for one another. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for one another. Pray for one another. Pray for one another. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Because Jesus loves us all. We're going home like this today. Prophet Dale, man of God, I love you. Praise the Lord.
Love.
Dale Johnson, my daughter, Pastor Gail, love you, baby. Love all of my grandchildren and children, daughters, Bertha, Sylvia, Adelia, praise the Lamb of God, Shatwan, Sharon, all of you guys, I love you, Lee, love all of you guys, I love you,
we
I
love
bless
you.
You.
We love you more.
Talk to you all on Tuesday.
Love you.
Love you all.
He is jealous for me. Love like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. A hurricane, I am a tree. redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is the notion, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.